I myself, Ugly Fasil, I was born in Kakuma. And mostly, the life I spent in Kem was not something easy. You know, we got a lot of support from various people. Like UN, they really supported us when we were there. We faced many difficulties. You know, in Kem, you can observe what you have seen. As we, the young generation, and God have at least tried to give us some talent, we have to expose it out and people to hear it outside. In fact, in South Sudan at last, because our country is not yet stable, but with God, everything will be all
right. Right. And any inspiration for you?
Yeah, of course. First and foremost, I was born in Western Equatorial State. I grew up there. In 2008, I went to the Kem. And what inspired me actually there in the Kem, you know, we really faced difficulties, especially children. Water were not all that, even schools, you know, all those challenges. That what inspired us to just come up with the song.
Can imagine life is not simple in the camp. Well, what lessons did you learn from the experience you had from the camp?
The experience I learned mostly, I myself, there was a shortage of food because the food which was brought was not enough for all the refugees. So you have to struggle. And another one to that, we have shelters, and the shelters are not all that which can really accommodate all of us because we are very many. And at the same time, you know, flood, when it's too raining, you know, you face a lot of difficulties, mostly cholera and other things, some sickness.
And how did you manage to maneuver through the challenges?
You know, I tried my best, not me alone, only my family. If my family were not there, I wasn't longer going to be on this earth.
I faced so many difficulties, not me alone, even those people who were in camp, like a pregnant woman, you know, they're really facing so many challenges, you know. There's no place for sleeping.
It's music time, and let's play a bit of your music. Is it possible to give me a cappella of your music?
All right, just simple, you know.
Ugly Fasil, Tonic Waifu, Young Nation Entertainment, Anafikam. When I see my people suffering, crying
downtown,
tears leaking from my eyes, for the condition my blood is living in there. We are living like slaves, Anafikam, there's no freedom, no air.
Thank you so much. Surely these lines just caught my attention. Tears locking in my ears and living like slaves. No freedom. This is my song. Every day is crying. These are surely strong lines. And where do you see yourself in 5 years as upcoming artists singing for social change?
You know, in 5 years, we can't just imagine. It is God who can make it.
Okay.
But the way we are trying our best, one time we can make it.
Yeah, but at least you should have dreams. Where do you actually see yourself? Yeah. Like in your head, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, finally, we are planning, if God can make everything possible, if we can at least go to every camp like Kenya, and we have Uganda, an outside country like US, if God can really help us at least to go and entertain our people who are there. Yeah.
Okay. And this goes to you there. What would you like our listeners this morning to know about the plight of South Sudanese in the refugee camp and POC? I mean, since you both have an experience of the camp.
There in the camp, life's not all that easy. Life is very hard. Then there's no shelter. There's no water. Even all those facilities are not there. So I just want to tell you all people outside down there to listen to the song lyrically. Higher.
Right. And what is your opinion?
My opinion to the listeners out there, there's nothing to be bothered. You know, if you hear the song, sometimes you can lose tears. It happened to me several times when we used to perform the song. People do cry, but there's no other way you can do. Only thing they can do, let them keep their heart strong. One time thing will settle. We are fighting for peace ourselves. As the young generation, what we need is peace in our country. There's no one who doesn't need peace.
Right.
In fact, we need to save the young generation who are supposed to be the different people in the next future. So what they can do, it is only that they can let them know that life is hard there. But there's no another way what we can do about it.
Okay. And from your statements, it's very clear that only time can heal the wounds that we have in our hearts. And all right, before you go, what are your last words to our listeners this morning?
Thank you very much. My last word to all listeners of this morning is, we just want to tell you, just keep peace in your heart, though everything here is had in South Sudan. Just keep peace, unity, and cooperation. Don't hate each another. Because we are one blood, one South Sudanese, and together we can stand, together we can make it.